Hi there, my name is Susan Ibach, and if you're watching this video, I hope you've already learned how to create a basic machine learning experiment and check its accuracy to make sure it's making reasonably accurate predictions. But once you've got a model that's making decent predictions, what do you do with it? How do you use this model? How do you use it to make predictions for future sets of data or where we don't know what the outcome was going to be? So the model I've been working with is some actual data about some animals from the SPCA. This data came from an actual SPCA, and they're trying to find out, get some insights into which animals are more likely to be adopted so that they can figure out what sort of actions they can take to increase the chance of the animal's adoption. So I've successfully created a model that I think has reasonable accuracy, but I need a way of sharing it with them or for them to be able to call it and use it. Obviously, I can't send them a screenshot of my output here. That's not going to help. Well, luckily, one of the most awesome things about using Azure Machine Learning Studio is the fact that there is on the bottom the ability, after you've got an experiment running and you're happy with the accuracy, you can just say, set up a web service. Just select create predictive experiment. In my case, I've already created it, so it's asking me if I want to update my existing predictive experiment. But when you say create an predictive experiment, what it will actually do is it'll create a second tab for your experiment, which will be your predictive experiment. So if I go take a look at that, it looks a lot like my other experiment. You'll notice there's a few tasks that are slightly different. You'll still see the data set listed. You'll still see the task that selects the columns in the data set. There's some transformations here. So a lot of the individual tasks I had have sort of been combined into a single transformation. You'll still see my edit metadata. So these are all tasks. Most of these are the same tasks I had in the original experiment. But you'll notice a few of them have been modified. Just sort of summarized together. But you'll also notice one called Web Service Input. That's interesting. And there's one down here called Web Service Output. Because what this predictive experiment allows me to do is to generate a web service that will make predictions on whether a particular animal, what their outcome would be if they were put up for adoption at the SPCA. Now, if you do this yourself, there is one thing that will be slightly different in the way yours appears. Your web service input is going to be connected to select columns and data set. Now, if you do have the input going to select columns and data set, then what happens is when you call the web service, it's going to expect you to pass in a value for every single column you had in the original data set. Now, there's a lot of columns in my original data set that really don't affect the animal, whether or not the animal's adopted or not. For example, we had things like the animal's name and the animal ID. I don't want to have to enter that data, because that's really just asking a user to enter a bunch of information that we don't use anyway. So let's be nice to the user and only have them enter the factors that are important and affect whether or not an animal is going to be adopted or has to be transferred or returned to their owner. So what I've done is I've just deleted that line and redrawn it to connect down here to basically one of the first tasks after, anything after select columns and dataset. Basically your first task after select columns and dataset, connect it to that input. And that way it's only going to ask you to enter the columns you said were significant. Once you've done that, you're going to hit the run button down in the bottom here. And what that's effectively going to do is compile your web service. And once that's done, then you can select that deploy web service button. And that will take the compiled web service and it'll actually deploy it. You'll know it's been deployed because you'll be taken over to the left-hand side here. And it'll bring you over to the web services, as opposed to the experiment. So that little globe there is our web services. So if I select web services, you will see I have this updated SPCA model predictive experiment. So this is the web service that was generated from my trained model. And if I select that, you're going to see it's got a lot of different options on it, and it's got two ways you can call the web service. You can call it by batch, so you could pass it a whole bunch of records at once, or you could pass it one record at a time. And one of the things that's kind of neat is you can actually test it right here. So if I select test here, I leave the outcome type blank because that's the value I want to predict. The animal type for my data set was only for cats. And let's assume the animal's neutered and is a female who's about a year old, so 52 weeks old, domestic short hair mix. And yes, a short hair. And let's assume they're white, brown, and black. So sort of a mix of colors. So I enter values for all the fields, and orange is 0, which means they're not orange. And then I hit the checkbox, And what happens is it now actually executes my experiment. And let's zoom in a little bit on this mass of data that gets passed back and see what it's really telling us. So what it's what we're getting here is you're going to see a value here, down here. These are all the values we originally passed in. So this is 1, 1, 0, 1, 0. Those are the values I actually passed in for the colors and so on. So I'm actually going to use a different tool here so you can see a bit better. So what you can see here, here's the first predicted outcome. So this, 0.349, that's the output that matches to the probability of the animal being adopted. The next value passed back is the probability that the animal died, and you'll notice it passed back a 0. What was the probability that it was euthanized? It passed back, there's a 0.0, so about a 2% chance the animal would be euthanized. What was the odds of it being returned to the owner? In that case, about 12%. And the likelihood of a transfer was 50%. So that was by far the highest percentage likelihood. So you'll notice the last column that's passed back by the web service is scored label. Scored label is the actual prediction. So what my model predicts will happen for this particular animal. And in this case, you can see that it's actually predicted that this animal would be transferred, not necessarily adopted right away. So this is the data that gets passed back from the web service to my code. Now you can try entering different values and seeing what it sends back. So this is really handy because, as I said, you can actually use this to sort of play around with the data, see what types of predictions it makes. But at some point, you're probably going to want to put this into your code. If you select request response, assuming you want to call it one record at a time, if you want to pass in multiple records, select batch execution, it will actually bring up for you a page which tells you here's how you call that web service using an HTTP post. Or if you prefer to use some more standard code, you can click on sample code and it actually shows you here's the C# code, the Python code, or the R code you would use to call it. And let's say I want to write some Python code, I would just say select the sample code. And I've actually gone ahead in Visual Studio here and I've pasted that code into a Python project using Python tools for Visual Studio. One word of warning, if you do happen to choose Python for this, the code it gives you is a Python 2.7. So if you're running Python 3 and you import this code, you'll actually see a couple of squigglies popping up saying, hey, there's a couple here. Like, it actually tells you if you're using Python 3 or higher, make sure you change that to urlib1, urlib instead of urlib2. So there's a couple of small changes, but basically that library has to be changed. And there's a line down here. Let me scroll down. Here it is, where it says HTTP error, comma error. You have to change that to as error if you're using Python 3 or higher. But what I've done is I've just created a Python environment here. I just went and said add a virtual environment for Python 2.7. And so I'm running here, as you can see, with an environment that's running Python 2.7. Then all I have to change in my actual code from what I copy and paste is you'll notice there's a section where you pass in the column names, or you specify the column names and specify the values. So if I pass in an animal that is a cat, animal type cat, neutered is 0, so not neutered, gender is female, age in weeks is 40 weeks, domestic short hair, so I just specify values for each of the columns, so you'll have to change that data. Notice I've left outcome type as blank because that's what I want to predict. And I scroll a little further down, there's another line you're going to have to change. Hold on, where is it? Dum-de-dum. I'm looking for a line that says API key. That's the other thing you have to change. Here we go. API key. On the website, when you copy and paste this over, it says API key equals ABC123. Somehow, I mean, you're hosting this web service out on the cloud. How do you give people permission to call this web service you've created? You do it with the API key. So if you go back to that web services page, over here you'll see an API key. So you just click here to copy it. And then you go back to your code and you just paste that here as the API key. And that's what gives someone permission to call your web service. So that's how you manage your permissions. And now, once I've made that change the API key and typed in my values, I can actually say, go ahead and let's run this code. And off it goes, executing. And basically what I see displayed is the JSON output returned. And once again, you can see sort of the different probabilities of the possible outcome. So likelihood of adopted, 12%, likelihood of it being dying versus being euthanized, likelihood of it being returned to the owner, likelihood of being transferred, and then the outcome it's predicting is that the animal would be transferred. Now, Seb, what's really amazing about this is as I started playing this, I discovered as soon as I change that animal to being neutered and I run that program again, right away you'll see that the result is likelihood of adoption, 77%. Huh. So that's really interesting. So it tells the SPCA, this is where, you know, the SPCA can actually do things as a result of what they learn. So now they can discover if they make an effort or raise money so they can actually neuter and spay the animals before they put them up for adoption, that's obviously drastically increasing the chance of those animals being adopted. That's why we do machine learning, because we want to influence outcomes. We want to be able to figure out what we can do to create better outcomes or to be able to handle situations better. So now you know how to actually take your machine learning experiment, deploy it as a web service, and even call it from your code. Have fun.